If social distancing rules are followed, churches are included in the first phase of Governor Brad Little's reopening plan for Idaho, and they could resume in-person worship services starting this Sunday. Many will have their doors open and say they can operate safely, while other faith leaders disagree. Troy Oppie reports.
More than 130 local faith leaders met via Zoom with Governor Brad Little 2 weeks ago. Pastor Robert Frazier of Boise's Redemption Hill Church organized that meeting.
We talked a little bit with him about what we've been experiencing with the stay-at-home order. We prayed for him and his family and his administration.
The governor did not commit on that call to reopening churches for worship. That news came a day later.
We've had a lot of conversations since then, and we're kind of muddling through how to make that work.
Small congregations could have an easier time staying 6 feet apart. Larger congregations are planning to limit attendance with ticketed reservations. Faith leaders say they intend to use ushered entrances and exits, block or remove pews, require hand sanitizer and mask use, though some congregations are still planning communion. But Episcopal Bishop Brian Thom says the 26 churches in the Idaho diocese will not resume in-person services until at least May 24th.
Everything about church is contrary to social distancing. I have a weekly meeting with my clergy on Zoom. I thought they were going to be pushing to open, but it was quite the opposite. They were all reluctant.
Churches will continue to offer streamed services online and say no one at risk or uncomfortable should attend worship. Redemption Hill's Pastor Frazier again.
Being together is important. And we want to see that happen, but at the same time, if we have to wait a little while longer, we're happy to do it. And some congregations are going to wait really long time because they're cautious. Some are going to meet right away because they think that meeting is more important than anything else.
One thing most faith leaders had in common, they like the ability to decide what's best for their own congregations, but say there's a lot of pressure to make sure they get it right. Troy Oppie, Boise State Public Radio News.